This is Choices, and I'm your host, Judy Mario. Welcome to the show today. Thank you so much for joining us. Everything in our lives exists because we made a choice about something, and the choices we made are what have brought us to where we are today. And, you know, we should accept the consequences of our choices because we're the one that made those choices, and at the time, it seemed like the right thing, or it seemed like what we wanted to do, but we can make another choice if life isn't going the way we want. And today, we are talking about, do you have so much stuff that you can't find things? And that is all about choices, isn't it? Because we go out to the store and we buy things, we bring things home, we collect things, people give us things. We have so much stuff. And that word stuff means just anything and everything, and mostly a lot of things that we don't need. But you know, it's natural to accumulate things. It's natural to have more than we really need. At least in America, it's that way. We collect all of this stuff, and we don't need it, but it's good. It's got some value. It's somebody would like to have it, and so we think, well, this is good, or I may need it, and we keep it. And a lot of it is from our parents, because most of our parents were alive during that period of time after World War II when things were at a shortage, and so constantly they saved anything and everything because they probably would need it sometime. But you and I may not need all that stuff. I mean, is your office, like when you leave your workspace, do your papers make baby papers? Mine do. They just seem to multiply. I go home at night and I come back the next day and I look at all that paper and I think, where on earth did all that come from? And I write little notes to myself on little pieces of paper, and then the little pieces stack up, and then I stick them on the bulletin board and I save them. And then one day I look at the bulletin board and it's just overly covered with all that stuff, and I think, why do you need that? And there's notes on there that probably I haven't looked at in months. But, you know, that's normal. We do those things. It's natural for us to accumulate things. And to believe otherwise is just a setup for disappointment and failure. You know, almost everything that you and I hold on to, even down to our junk mail and the extra pens and pencils we collect from who knows where, those all symbolize what's happening in our lives on some emotional and some psychological level. So don't beat yourself up about it. You don't need to beat yourself up and say, oh, well, I just collect junk. Most of us are not the hoarders like what we see on TV. But there are people that do hoard, and I believe it's because we're afraid of not having enough. We don't trust ourselves, and we don't trust the universe enough to know that we're going to keep going and getting what it is that we need. The things that we need are going to keep coming to us as we need them. We don't have to collect all of these things. But, you know, you and I are constantly evolving. And it makes sense that our possessions evolve, too. And so we get new things, new items that are right for us now, but we don't get rid of the old items that have been hanging around for quite a long time. Just recently, I was going through some of my stuff, and I found a baseball that someone had given to me. Actually, the baseball team had given to me from a little town I visited when I was like 9 years old. I visited this little town in Kansas, and the baseball team players all signed this baseball and gave it to me. I was just a little girl, and I found the baseball out in the field, and I took it over, and all the baseball players signed it. And it was just a little town and a little team in the state of Kansas, and I kept that ball. In fact, I covered it with nail polish, clear nail polish, to make sure that all the signatures stayed just like they were. And I hung on to that ball, and I had it all these years. I've had it for like 50 years. I've hung on to this baseball. Well, not too long ago, a friend of mine from high school was visiting with his wife, and they had come out to Las Vegas from Kansas, and they were there. And I happened to remember that I had that baseball, and I went and looked at it, and his signature was on it. He had been on that team that 50 years ago. And so I took the baseball, and I gave it to him. Well, he was absolutely thrilled that he got that baseball with his signature on it from all those years ago. And you know what? I was really happy to be rid of one more piece of stuff that really had no more value to me. It was a memory of a good summer. It was a memory of a fun time. It was a memory of people that had made a difference in my life at that time. But it's been so long ago. I didn't need that baseball. And, you know, I had carried that baseball around with me all over the world. Even when I went to live in Africa, I took the baseball with me, and I brought the baseball back. And I never really had a place for it. There was no place to put it. It was always in a drawer or in a box or sitting around somewhere where I was thinking, I've got to do something with that baseball. So I finally just gave it away. And you know what? It made that other person really, really happy. So if you have something that you don't need anymore, give it away. Give it to somebody who might really enjoy having it. And see if it's got a little meaning for them. And if it does, give it to them. You know, our space is so important to us. The space that we live in, it's like real estate. We should look at the space around us and put the things close to us that we use on a regular basis. Put the things that we use somewhere where it's convenient for us to get to them. And those things that we've got up on the top shelf that we haven't looked at in 6 months or a year or 2 years, give them away. Give them away or donate them to Goodwill or the Salvation Army or a woman's shelter, because other people can use these things. There are people in the world who really do need things and who really could use them. And you and I are like pack rats that are drowning in the sea of stuff. And we really need to think about whether or not we need to keep it. It will lighten your load. I am telling you, when you start to get rid of some of this stuff, you're going to start to feel happier. You're going to be more organized. You're going to be more alert. Your life is going to get better. You have permission to get rid of stuff. You have permission to get rid of things. I mean, I have extra things in my house that other people bring over and give to me. I had a TV in my house that I didn't need. I already had a couple TVs. A friend of mine got a new big TV, and so she comes over and leaves this TV on my steps. Says, here, we have this TV. We don't want it anymore. We think you could use it. And, you know, I kept that TV and moved it 2 or 3 times in the house. And I thought, what am I doing with this TV? Just because she doesn't want the TV doesn't mean that I need the TV. So I called up the charity organization, and I said, please come and get this TV because I don't need it. So we need to purge what doesn't work, purge what we don't treasure, and get started living with less. I actually saw somewhere that it was a statement that said, if it's not beautiful or useful, I don't need to keep it. So I made myself a sign and put it up in my bathroom right by the mirror so I see it every morning that says, if this is not beautiful or useful, then I must get rid of it. And I have it right by the bathroom mirror, and it reminds me every day to get rid of those things that I don't believe to be beautiful, that I don't just enjoy looking at or touching or having, or the things that I'm not using that are not useful to me. Just get rid of them. Get them out of my house because I don't need all that clutter. And you know, when you clean out, when you get it down to where the things that you have around you are useful and beautiful, you start to live a richer lifestyle. You start to feel better about who you are and about your space. But one of the things you want to do before you get rid of things that you don't know their value is find out what they're worth. Because when my sister passed away, I inherited all of her things. I mean, all of her things. And my sister was on the verge of being a hoarder. She had like 25 boxes of cookbooks, and she had all kinds of beautiful dishes, and she had linens, and I mean, so many things, and they were all good. And yes, I would have loved to have had so many of those things, but she had 35 really nice leather handbags. I don't have space for 35 more handbags. And so I had to get rid of a lot of that stuff. And one of the things I made the mistake of was not finding out what some of those things were really worth. So if there's something like a dish that looks like it might be worth something, find out. You know, go online and look it up. Go to eBay and look it up. Go to Google and look it up. Go to GoAntiques.com and look it up. Because some of those things that we get rid of might be worth a real fortune. One of my friend's daughters took a vase he had in his living room, and she was going to put it in a garage sale for 25 cents. Well, he paid $2,500 for that vase at an art show, and so when he saw that she put a price of 25 cents on it and was sticking it in the garage sale, he almost had a heart attack, because that was worth a lot of money. But just because she didn't like it, she thought her dad should get rid of it. So always find out what something's worth before you go sticking a cheap price on it and sticking it out in your garage sale. If you have any doubt at all what it's worth, look it up. Look on the places on the Internet. You know, we're so fortunate these days that we have the Internet, and we can actually look things up. We can find out about things that years ago we would have never been able to find out about. So take the time to find out what it's worth before you actually get rid of it. But don't hang on to something because it's just got some emotional attachment for you. If that ugly perfume bottle that's empty is just a cheap and nasty ugly perfume bottle, but it belonged to your mom, don't hang on to it just because it was your mom's, because that perfume bottle is not your mom. If it's an Avon perfume bottle, that's a different matter. It's probably worth something. So hang on to the things that are good. But if it's just junk, get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Because your mom wouldn't want you cluttering up your life with all kinds of things that aren't pretty and that you don't love. I mean, I don't love a perfume bottle. Now, if it's beautiful and I can set it out where it looks great and I enjoy it, that's a different matter. That's a different matter altogether. This is Beauty Mario, and this is Choices. And today we're talking about whether or not you have so much stuff that you can't find things. And do you have problems with organization? And are you consistently stressed out because you're always running out of time because you've been looking for something that you couldn't find? So we are talking about getting our lives organized. And you can get so much more information on some of these things that we talk about on Choices if you go over to my website, judimario.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, judimario.com. Because listeners, you know, every show I do comes from you, and the things you've told me are important to you. And I want to talk about what's on your mind. So write to me, Judy at JudyMario.com, J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And while you're over there at that website, take a look at the opportunities you have to sign up for our newsletter, which you'll get on a regular monthly basis, which will give you a lot more information on the types of subjects that we talk about here on the show. And also, you can sign up for Choices, our online magazine. And that's exciting because that magazine comes out 4 times a year. We have some fabulous writers, some of the top motivational speakers in the country write for the magazine. And they give you good articles on self-esteem and self-confidence, on organization and on beauty tips, and how to have better relationships with people and how to stay well and happy. So go on over, sign up, judimario.com, for the newsletter and also for the Choices magazine. And as a result of doing that, you're going to get a free download. You can download my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. Realize Who You Are. And you're going to enjoy that audio recording. So do that and then come back to us. Or don't go away right now. Stay right here with us because we are talking today about, do you have so much stuff that you can't find your things? And let's look at your closet for a minute. Let's talk about your closet. You know, most of us have clothes of 3 or 4 or 5 sizes in our closet. I think most women are worse than most men about having all of these clothes in our closet. We seem to like the variety of different clothing, choosing different clothing, and there's such a big array of things for women to choose from that we buy beautiful clothes, but then we go up and down with our weight, and we seem to keep clothes from sizes 4 to size 24 in our closet, just in case, you know, just in case we gain more weight or just in case we lose weight. I've had some suits in my closet that cost a lot of money that I've had in there for several years that I keep just in case I lose some weight and I'm going to fit in them again. Now, you and I both know that by the time I lose that weight, those suits are going to be out of style. So why don't I give them to a shelter? Why don't I give them to women who are looking for jobs, who need those kinds of nice suits? I don't even wear that type of clothing anymore, yet I hang on to them. Why? Why do we hang on to those kinds of things? Well, because they were expensive and they cost a lot of money and they're really good quality. And I think I might just wear them again if I ever get down to that size. Well, I am going to go home and get rid of them because I don't need those extra clothes in my closet. We need to think in terms of organizing our closet by what are the things that we wear? What are the things that we wear regularly? What's our lifestyle like today? And one of the things that we could think about is that if we haven't worn it in a year, we're probably not going to wear it because a year takes us through all the seasons, and we're probably not going to wear it. If I didn't wear it last fall, am I going to wear it this fall? I seriously, seriously doubt it. And the thing is that it's just taking up space. It's just taking that real estate that we use and that we need, and we need to get rid of it. Put a colored hanger, like a red hanger in your closet. And if something needs to be repaired, put it over on that red hanger because then you'll know where it is if it needs to be repaired. You won't accidentally take it out and put it on in the morning. I think one of the things that happens with us is that things get all mixed in together, and we don't know what things are ready for us to wear and what things aren't ready for us to wear. So we need to, anything that needs to be repaired, hang it on a red hanger and put it in a certain part of the closet so that you can get it repaired before it's time to wear it again. Also, if it needs any kind of, you know, if you put it on and you just don't like the way it feels, it just needs something, it doesn't look good, you don't feel good in it, get rid of it, for goodness sakes. If it doesn't make you feel your very best, if you don't feel like you look good, you need to get rid of it. Get it out of your closet because you want to wear things that make you feel good. You want to wear things that make you look good, and when you look good, you feel good about yourself. So get rid of anything that you don't like, anything that doesn't make you feel good, anything that's out of style, anything that doesn't fit anymore. Get rid of those things and put the things that need to be repaired over on a different hanger so you can tell it needs something so that when you get ready to get dressed in the morning, you go in that closet and you find the things that are ready to go and you put them on and you feel like, yes, this is worth $1 million. I look good. I feel good. I feel like I'm worth $1 million. And, you know, image is a tool. Clothing is one way a person evaluates another. And if we're careless about our attention to our clothing, other people intuitively pick up unintended and potentially confusing messages from us. So dressing ourselves is an invaluable tool to communicate who we are and what our intentions are, and whether it is authority, professionalism, friendliness, gentleness, or warmth. It's impossible to not communicate. I mean, you see people all the time that they look like an unmade bed. They didn't take any time to look at the way they put themselves together. They just grab something and put it on and out they go. And we do judge them. We do judge them. We say we don't. We say, oh, no, we don't make judgment. And we know that people wear casual clothes and they're going to look a certain way. We know that. But you want to carry a look and a feeling of presence, of trust, like you're somebody special. You don't want to just look like that unmade bed. You don't want to look like you got up and just went wherever it was and you didn't put yourself together. Because your image and the way you dress speak louder and more eloquently about you than anything you could actually say. See, clothing plays a vital role in how other people see you. And how others see you plays a vital role in your career advancement, in your life advancement, in the people that want to be around you. So, you need to take the time to clean out that closet, to get rid of the things that you don't wear. And you know, in today's world, you can sell a lot of that stuff. You can go put it on eBay or Craigslist, and you can pick up a few dollars for it. You don't have to just donate it for nothing. Take a picture of it and put it up for sale and get a few dollars for it, and then you'll have enough money for a new wardrobe or for some new items. And you're going to be amazed at how much better you feel when you get rid of all that extra stuff and you start dressing the way you feel comfortable, because you've gone into your closet, your clothes were there, they were ready for you to put on, and you looked really, really good for the day. I don't mean just for work. I mean for all times. I like to look good all the time. I like to look good when I go to the grocery store. I like to look good when I go to art class. You know, people see us, and we like to be seen. And we like to be seen looking our very best. I recently ran into a girlfriend I hadn't seen for years, because I had moved away and I moved back to town, and I ran into her in the grocery store. And she was so busy apologizing for the way she looked that I was almost embarrassed, because I didn't mind how she looked. I was just so excited to see her, and she just was so self-conscious. Now, if you feel that you don't look good enough to go out in public and you have to apologize to people for the way you look, then you shouldn't go out looking that way. You shouldn't go out looking that way, because it's not about what other people think. It's about what you think. How do you feel about yourself? So go through your closet, give away everything you haven't worn in the last year, and everything you don't like or don't feel good wearing, and you haven't worn something in a year. Remember, if you haven't worn it in a year, you don't like it, you aren't going to start wearing it now, or you aren't going to start liking it now. So take out everything that doesn't fit. Give the items away. What good is it to stand and look at a closet full of clothes and say, I don't have a thing to wear? Besides, you need to get yourself to your ideal size and stay there. Don't keep having those clothes that are all kinds of sizes, because you're going up and down and up and down. Figure out what size you really want to be and have the discipline to get yourself to that size. Either eat correctly or exercise correctly. And remember, categorize and hang the clothing that is left after you've taken out all that stuff that you don't like, that you aren't going to wear, and that needs fixing. Categorize and hang the clothing that's left in the closet in groups. Put your suits together, put your blouses together, put your pants together, put your dresses together, and hang each category by color from the dressiest to the sportiest. By color from the dressiest to the sportiest. That'll make it a lot easier for you to find what you need. And then make a list of what you have. And most likely, you're going to have a lot more of one or two colors than you have of anything else, because most of us like certain colors better than we do anything else. And hopefully, the clothing you have is one of the clothing that you have the most of. Hopefully, it's one of the basic colors. Now, what are basic colors? Basic colors are black, navy blue, royal blue, red. Those are basic colors. Also gray, cardigan, taupe. Those are basic colors. Brown, camel, basic colors. So hopefully you've got more basic colors than you have other things. And then you can compare what you have on your list to like a basic wardrobe list. I put a basic wardrobe list in my book, You Are More Than Enough. When I wrote the book, You Are More Than Enough, I put an actual list in there of what a basic wardrobe is. So you can look at a basic wardrobe list. You can probably find a basic wardrobe list online as well. And a basic wardrobe really doesn't have more than about 30 items in it. And so you pick out your items, and they're all in your basic colors. Now you look at accessorizing. You add your scarves and your shoes and your handbags to that so that they are your accent pieces. And you'll be amazed with a basic wardrobe and a few accent pieces, you are going to look stunning. And people are going to start to compliment you more and more because you're going to always look so put together. And that's what we want. We want to look put together. We want to look like we did it on purpose, that we have a look, a brand. It's us. And you do that by getting rid of so many of those things that you don't want or need. Now, compare what you have on your list with your basic wardrobe. And then when you go shopping, don't buy anything that you don't need. If it's on your basic wardrobe and you don't have it, you can buy it. But no more impulsive buying. Buy the things you need in order of importance to you and as your budget allows. Don't just buy anything and everything that you fall in love with. Just because you love it doesn't mean that you have to own it. Just because you love it doesn't mean that you have to own it. Get that? Just because you love it doesn't mean that you have to buy it and put it into your world. No. We are getting rid of stuff, not keeping it, and not adding more. Give yourself a garage sale. Have a junk swap party. Have a clothing swap party with your friends, because you want to get rid of all of this extra stuff. And you know what? Your clutter is going to come back. You're going to be able to get rid of a lot of clutter, and everything's going to be looking really good, and you're going to feel real good about it, and then your clutter's going to start coming back. It'll come back. And you might be tempted to criticize yourself for it when you start to collect more stuff. But that, you know, that's just normal. As we evolve, we are going to get more things. So try to remember that getting rid of things is a chance to open a physical and mental space. And that creates room for all kinds of possibilities. That creates room for new things to come to us. So it is something that you should do periodically. Clean out your closet. Clean out your shelves. They may hold love and joy and comfort for you, but you need to keep the things that do hold the love and joy and comfort right now, not something from the past. So as you clean, be mindful of every item you give up and what it did for you once, and get rid of it. If it's not doing it for you now, get rid of it. Everything must go that's not making your life better. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today, and please join me every day, Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning. It is a pleasure. Oh, that's 8 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. That's not Eastern, that's Pacific. So thank you for being with me today. go over to judymario.com and write me an email, judy@judymario.com, and let me know what it is that you would like to hear about on this show. This is our personal growth show, and you are more than enough. So let me know what it is that you want to know, and I'll try to make sure to get the information for you.